I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My first guest, darkly handsome Nick Mancuso, born Nicodemo Antonio Massimo Mancuso, was born in 1956 in Mamola, Italy, but raised as a child in Canada from age 8. During his over 4-decade career, films claimed him as the Antichrist and the Apocalypse trilogy produced by Cloud 10 Pictures, Revelations in 1999, Tribulations in 2000, and Judgment in 2001. And television has him best known for his starring roles in the NBC action series Stingray in 1985, which ran for 2 seasons, and as the title hitman who became a target himself in the 1-season Matrix in 1993. Nick performed in 300 films, television, and theater productions over a career of 4 decades in 16 countries. He performed films with Charlton Heston, Sophia Loren, Raquel Welch, Kim Basinger, Michelle Pfeiffer, Carol Ault, Carol Laurie, Catherine Deneuve, Lindsay Wagner, Angie Dickinson, Bonnie Bedelia, Meg Foster, Carrie Ann Moss, Cheryl Ladd, Robert Loggia, Stephen Siegel, and many others. Nick also produced several films and received several film awards, including the Genie Award and the Lifetime Achievement Award. TV and film came his way in the late 1970s, and he tackled roles both in Hollywood, first as TV's Dr. Scorpion in 1978, and back in his homeland, where he won the prestigious Genie Award for the movie Ticket to Heaven in 1981, as a man caught up in a religious cult. He impressed moviegoers as well with his moody, sexy presence in the U.S. film Heartbreak in 1984, co-starring Peter Coyote, and has also provided solid support for other stars, notably Steven Seagal, and one of the star's best action thrillers, Under Siege, in 1992. More recent films included Time of Fear in 2002, The Day You Die in 2005, Contact Killer in 2008, Violent Blue in 2011, Entity in 2013, and The Big Fat Stone in 2014. Interviewed with Nick Mancuso is his doctor, Dr. Eldon Dahl, a naturopathic physician and advocate for the natural health industry, who founded the nutraceutical company Life Choice in 1986 and was recently named Canadian Natural Health Product Industries Leader for 2015 by Contact Business Canada, publisher of the Natural Health Products Industry Guide. Dr. Dahl is a graduate of the former Clayton School of Naturopathic Medicine and is a member of the CHFA and a gold national sponsor of the Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors. He also has full alliance with the Naturopathic Doctor Assist in North America. Eldon's products and a fully licensed therapeutic medical line sold in Canada health food stores. He prides himself in serving all aspects of the healing arts, including medical, naturopathic, chiropractic, dental, and hospitals. His product is also sold in the dispensaries of the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine in Toronto. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Nick and Eldon. And I look forward to hearing about your careers and natural medicine.
Well, Nick, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Helvey.
Thank you, Eldon. Nick, you have had a notable acting career, but is it true that you wanted to pursue medicine as a career and ended up being an actor?
Well, actually, when I was young, I was certainly interested in all aspects of healing. Well, in all aspects of science, really. I pursued a degree in psychology and life sciences and so forth. Acting was something I just did on the side, and I started doing it in high school and then all through university, and then I graduated and started work, and I didn't stop. So here I am after almost 44 years. I've done almost 300 movies and television series. I worked in over 12 countries and 3 languages. So it was really my vocation. And I was one of those people, I guess, was blessed to really be able to do what I wanted to do in the arts, which is not an easy task. But I've enjoyed it, and it certainly has not been boring.
And, right. Then during your acting career, as you said, you were in over 300 movies and plays. And what is the health pulse of Hollywood with so many suicides and addictions like we had Robin Williams recently?
Well, you know, that's a very good point. That's a very good question. It's something that certainly has concerned me a great deal. As you know, Dr. Dahl of Life Choice, has helped me a great deal. I've been into alternative methods and alternative means of healing since I was in my early 20s due to a toxic exposure I received in a theater that I helped start back in 1969, an abandoned factory that a group of us basically took over back in Canada and converted into a theater, not knowing that this particular warehouse was actually a toxic dump and that there were barrels of PCPs and dioxins underneath, and had been used as storage, a secret storage, for all kinds of poisons, including radiation. The soil was radioactive, as it turned out. And of that initial group of actors, there were about 40 of us, 37 are dead. Average lifespan is about 59. I started getting into alternative healing methods in my early 20s, starting off with homeopathy and Chinese and Ayurvedic, and then yoga and macrobiotics, and then finally the orthomolecular approach, which is what I'm using now with Dr. Dahl and Life Choice, which has helped me tremendously. The issue of illness, certainly mental illness, physical illness, in Hollywood, it's something that certainly concerned me a great deal. Addiction is something that has been, really part of the, you might say, the ambience of the place. And certainly Robin Williams was, in my mind, very much a victim of sort of the, not just the disease, but the various kinds of drugs that are out there that are being used and have very serious side effects. Dr. Healy of the University of Toronto wrote a book called Pharmageddon, and Dr. Healy delivered a series of lectures, showing the connection between suicide, homicide, and the use of certain kinds of psychopharmacological drugs that are so common now. And in my mind, people like Whitney Houston and certainly Robin, who I knew, who was a wonderful man, in my mind, it really are victims of the sort of the entire approach to so-called healing. But certainly addiction to drugs is something that's just part of the ambience of the place. And we really do need healing in Hollywood. There's no question about that. In my mind, orthomolecular medicine, which is what is being practiced here, with Dr. Dahl and Life Choice and so forth, can really help people. It certainly has helped me a great deal. I should have been dead some time ago. The average lifespan of the people I worked with in that group is about 59.5 years. Mm-hmm. I'm 68, so I'm still here. I'm still kicking around thanks to this particular approach.
I was especially saddened by Whitney Houston because, that woman had the most fantastic voice. And it seemed like she had everything going for her. She was beautiful. She had this voice like no other voice. She just seemed like she had everything going for her. And it was such a loss.
Well, the cause and effect aspect of it really isn't discussed that much, but certainly in my mind, I know he was an addict. You know, I went through addiction as well, and I understand it very, very well. I've been clean and sober 37 years now, and I know about addiction. I know its impact. And I know, from what I know, is that he went, you know, he went out and he ended up, and of course he had the, was it MS or Parkinson's, I'm not sure, combined with all the other stuff that he was going through. Personally, I mean, from the research I've done, and I've done a fair amount of research in this area, there is a tremendous amount of toxicity in many of the drugs that are being used, the allopathic drugs. And it's very important that we start looking towards alternative methods, you know, so-called alternative. They're really not alternative. You think about medicine, the history of medicine, we've always used healing substances, you know, that in the past. It's only been the last really 40 years or so that we've suddenly gone into this skyrocketing approach of the use of, you know, these powerful, powerful drugs that are really are ruining the lives of people. According to the statistics I've seen, something like 750,000 to 1.5 million people, you know, die from prescription drugs taken as directed. It's the now, I believe, number one killer, accidental deaths, and the third killer in hospitals, and fully 50% of all hospital admissions are due to so-called side effects. Iatrogenic.
I think it's taken over from having accidents, car accidents now, properly prescribed. Prescription drugs has taken over the death rate. I have a fairly good illustration on really what's happening. I think if we look to nature, nature is really a reflector of what we are. We can see things in nature. And if you look at a wolf, and if you see a wolf in the clearing, don't trick yourself and think that it's only by himself. Wolf travels in packs, and so the pack mentality is that if you see one, one is hiding in the bushes and ready to attack from another side. And the same thing is with prescription drugs. Once you get to have a certain effect with a drug, then it becomes, once you take it and your body becomes used to it, then you need another drug to help combat the side effects that this drug is causing. And this is where you call the causal effect. And so the cause has never been touched. What we've done is we're systematically treating the symptoms. And so each symptom is being treated on their own, but each one interacts. And the same with the wolf. As soon as you see one have a disease, then you know there are other diseases are waiting. So diseases travel in packs too. And so this is where when allopathic medicine today is going about it the whole wrong approach. What they're doing is they're trying to use the first aid approach instead of really treating the cause. And that's so different than natural medicine. When you go into holistic health, you treat the body as a whole. And this is the big problem. And Hollywood is a key indicator of that. It's the pulse. We see that. We identify with that. They're in all our tabloids. And what we see is tragic. You know, Philip Seymour Hoffman, he was a brilliant actor, but he was always under this attack. He just could not get free. And this is where
look at Elvis Presley, you know, it was the same deal. You know, he was on, I don't know how many prescription drugs when he had the heart failure. Our society today is riddled with this stuff.
Right.
Now, which is not to say that, of course, there haven't been tremendous advances. Obviously, antibiotics and, you know, many other drugs have saved a lot of lives. And emergency medicine.
And also created yeast infections and all kinds of other problems.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And it all goes back to money. There's money to be made with drugs, and you keep people sick, and you get them on more and more drugs. But there's no money to be made in natural problems. And consequently, that has been ignored. But I'm happy to say that with the naturopathic doctors, the homeopaths, with the section of the federal government that looks at research in some of the natural things, that I think we're moving in a positive direction.
I think we are.
Yeah. I think what it is, we've come to the point where there has to be an alternative, because what
mm-hmm.
we're seeing is death.
Mm-hmm.
Death on every
right,
front,
right.
And it's proliferating. The disease is going, it's coming to a tsunami. Cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, our medical system can't deal with it. The public have tried, and they tried, and they tried
mm-hmm.
prescription
right,
drugs,
right.
and it's failed.
I think
right.
the entire approach is really just is a wrong approach. We should, you know, like you said, holistic. The joining together of all the various disciplines of medicine is the only solution, and knowledge is the only way, out of that. But right now, the general approach, I think, in medicine is palliative, you know. It really just deals with slowing down the process of suffering, and it's all about really the drugs that, stop the pain more than anything else. There's no real healing.
Nick, will you then tell us a little bit more about your exposure to toxicity and also using drugs and then finding they were...
Well, right? What happened to me was shortly after I worked in... Well, I was working in that theater. I was in my 20s, early 20s. I was there for about 2 years. I started getting really, really sick. I started getting very arthritic, colitis, like Crohn-like disease, illness, I became so crippled I couldn't do the show. I was in the middle of rehearsing a show at the time. I had to leave, and I started going to doctors at that point, and they started examining me, and the numbers were skewed everywhere. They didn't know what was going on, and it was just by chance that at that point I encountered a homeopathic doctor, Dr. McLaren, in his 80s, who put me on various homeopathic substances, and within about 6 months, I started feeling better, and I went back to work. However, I was always super sensitive to any kind of chemicals. I didn't know that I'd been exposed. I only found out about it literally 40 years later, by a coincidence, by chance. I was invited to do an anniversary reading of a play I'd done 40 years before that by a famous writer. By the Governor General of Canada, invited guests. I went back to that theater 40 years later and discovered this beautiful palace, and I had said to the artistic director, my God, it's a palace. It was a dump when we were here, and he was the one who informed me that it had been a toxic dump, that the city of Toronto had closed it down 4 years after we left for about 10 months and surreptitiously removed barrels of PCPs and dioxins, and that during the war had been used for radiation research. That's how I discovered it. I had been at the Whitaker Institute, who discovered the mercury and the lead and the heavy metals in my bloodstream, and also uranium, and asked me if I worked in the nuclear industry. I said, no, I'm an actor. Mm-hmm. So that was the exposure. I, years later, of course, started getting diabetic, and I started going through the normal process, which is I was put on glyburides, and proceeded to have a heart attack. And then I started doing research on glyburides and discovered University of Miami had done all this research, which showed how these particular substances prevented oxygen from bonding with the heart muscle, and that, the number one killer of non-insulin-dependent diabetics is heart attacks. Mm-hmm. But it's not among insulin-dependent. So obviously it had to do with the drugs that are being prescribed. Recently, about 5 years ago, a drug called Avandia was put out as the new wonder drug for diabetes, and then 25,000 heart attacks later, they took it off the market. This happens continuously. There's no question that these drugs will reduce blood sugar very quickly, but there's also no question they'll also kill you. So, it's kind of absurd. As you're both doctors, as you know, Hippocrates, the founder, said, let food be thy medicine. And, Dr. Gerson in the 1930s, the German doctor that started the Gerson Institute, said the two causes of diseases are nutritional and toxicity. And we have both. We have terrible nutrition now and highly toxic, foods all around us.
Right. But we had a victory yesterday because Monsanto didn't get his way with the Senate. The Senate did not pass the DARK Act, so we
will glad to hear that.
Having labeling. We will continue having labeling of the genetically modified foods. So that was a small victory.
Tiny.
That's a big victory.
We're so far behind Europe in the genetically modified food fight, but, you know, that was a victory. Now, can we switch over to Dr. Dahl and find out a bit about how he got interested in natural medicine and then went on to study to become a naturopathic doctor?
Sure. Yeah, I was actually raised going to naturopathic doctors as an infant. My mother took me to Dr. Fleming and Dr. McEwen back then out in British Columbia, and it was a way of life for me. We went to allopathic doctors and we went to naturopathic doctors, and I seen that as normal. It gave me such a good, you know, understanding that really we could work with both forms of medicine. And it was nothing strange for me. It was a natural progression. When I was 10 years old, my cousin, who was 10 at the same time, Linda, had died from cancer. And at her funeral, I stood before her casket, and a beautiful girl like Sleeping Beauty, and long, dark, black hair, white skin. And when I looked at her, my heart broke. I just felt like grabbing her by the hand and said, Linda, let's go out and play, because she looked so much full of life, and she was there dead of cancer. And that was the first death I've ever seen. And at a young age, it impacted me so much that it changed my direction in life. And and I looked at that, and I said, something's wrong. I looked around the room. I remember that like it was yesterday. I looked around the room, and all these old uncles and aunts and grandparents are sitting there, and she's the one that's dead. This is unjust. This isn't how life's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And when I seen that, I said, there has to be a connection. What is that connection? Yeah, the kid, 10 years old, you know, gee, what does a kid do? We ride a bike. But no, not me. I'm thinking now diseases. And I'm thinking, from that day on, I started to look through encyclopedias. And I started to look through the medical journals. And I was reading and trying to find what this disease connection is, where you have a healthy state and a disease state. And how does that turn so quickly? And then I would look for signs, and I'd watch people as they smoked, and I'd watch how they coughed, and I'd look at their eyes, and I'd look at their skin color, and how they walk, and how they sat down, and I looked and see the pain some people were in. And I started to watch the pattern. And as I developed that interest, I started to go into herbology and study Ayurvedic medicine, and as I developed this interest, then I knew I needed formal education in this field. So I graduated as a naturopathic doctor in 1988. When I came out and opened my practice, I realized that, wow, I have nothing to treat my patients with. I have nothing. Everything here in Canada is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing here. I mean, I graduated to the States where everything was available. In Canada, there's nothing. So for my patients' needs, I started sourcing raw materials from around the world, from Germany and from Italy and from the United States, and started compounding for my patients' individual needs. And when I started to see the impact that these made on these patients, and back then, let's face it, in 1988, practicing naturopathic medicine was almost like practicing an art of witchcraft. They never came to me as prevention. They came as the last leg. They would come stage 4 cancer, full-blown AIDS. They would come in with heavy ALS, multiple sclerosis, you name it. The worst of the worst came. And so I remember this one lady comes in with intravenous turban on her head. She's walking with the intravenous on her, and her daughter's holding the other arm. She sits down in my chair. I'm sitting there, and she says to me, "My doctor just sent me home from the hospital, and you're my only hope." And I look at her, and you can see that she's on her way out. I mean, she's been through it all. She's had so much radiation on her skull that it's so fragile that a slight hit could crack her skull.
Yeah.
And I look up, and as a spiritual person, I said, "Lord, what do I do?" And so I just said, "You know, when there's breath, there is hope." And I said, "Right. I'll do everything I can to help you." And it worked. I mean, I tested her. I did Vega testing, different diagnosis, blood work. And I took a special interest in this lady and went to her house and her apartment to test her. And she lived 6 months from that stage. She was supposed to live only a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And she got her life back to a stage. Her hair started coming back. Her color of her skin came back. She was able to live on her own now. She was coming back, and she got her estate in order. She depended on me, and so she was coming in on a weekly basis, or I'd see her. And when I went away on a holiday, that's when she passed away. And it was tragic, and I had the following day or the week, a couple days after I returned, her daughter came back with some flowers and a bottle of champagne and said to me, "Says, I want to thank you that you gave me my mother back. She died with dignity. She died mm-hmm. in peace. She died happy. And you changed her life and my life. And I want to thank you for that." And this is where I see, even at the last step, there's hope, and all we have to do is turn that thing around and deal with it. I think every disease that we have upon society today, there is a cure in nature.
Definitely, right.
And I think what we have found, if we are humble, and this is the thing, if we're humble, it will come to us. But if if our motives are wrong, and what we're trying to do is make a profit and to put the people under impression or prison of the drugs, or we will not come up with it, because it's not for us. It's, if you're humble, it'll come. I believe that even the scripture says the healing of the tree is the healing of the nation. So I do believe that there is in nature,
mm-hmm.
but we have become greedy. And we've changed what we were originally by dealing holistically, and now we deal with it symptomatically, and we are compounding the issue. We are offsetting the death. We are living longer, but what we're doing is we're living in a state of dependency and of fear. And we are becoming crippled. The rest homes are filled up with people in chronic pain, 80%, 90% in chronic pain. It's a sad, sad scenario.
The average 60-year-old is on, 8 to 8 drugs nowadays.
I do truly believe that society today, the only hope, and I say this with all sincerity, the only hope that we have is to revert back to the days of our origin, to go back to natural medicine, and to treat the body from the cause outward, not the symptom, and you will see healing change overnight.
Right.
But it has to be done with the right approach. It has to be done with quality products. You can't substitute. You can't go source your raw material from China that's grown on human sewage and say, "Gee, now I got a vitamin." No. No.
Right,
you've got another toxic issue here.
Now, would you tell us how you met Nick and what was your connection?
You don't mind Nick, do you?
No, go ahead.
Nick was going to be a speaker in Toronto at Canadian Health Food Association. And
mm-hmm.
he was going to be, he was given a talk, and I never met him before. And the night before, I'm in the room with my wife, and I have this dream or vision, and I see Nick in my mind, and I'm supposed to come up to him and say, "How much do you want to be well?" And I'm thinking, "Oh, gee, this must have been something I ate, because but I trust my gut." So I said to my wife, I said, "What do you think? Do you think I should ask that?" And she says, "If you had the dream, you know it's right. You mm-hmm. ask him." And so I, sure enough, after he gave a talk, I approached him. I said, "Hello, Mr. Mancuso. I'm Eldendahl. I'm a naturopath, and this may sound strange to you, but I'm going to say it anyways. I had this vision that I was supposed to ask you how much you wanted to be well." And his face went completely sober looking, and he looked at me and says, 50%. And then I said, "You know, I don't know why, but if I have to say this to you, but if I had to say this and it came to me, then I believe I can help you. Because it wouldn't come to me if I couldn't." Mm-hmm. And so that started our relationship. And it's been a great journey knowing Nick, mm-hmm. and to see the what he's been through, and to help him in a natural way. And really, mm-hmm. it's a cleansing of all the things that had to happen. It's like house cleaning, and then you come in and you paint the walls and you put in new mm-hmm. furniture and you have a new atmosphere. And this is the same thing with when you treat the human body, is we have to cleanse and then we build. And it's been a great journey. He's taught me mm-hmm. probably as much as I taught him.
Well, it's been quite a journey for me. I mean, I ended up indirectly becoming a spokesman for Natural Health Freedom Canada. And then I met Dr. Dahl and heard his story, which is really an extraordinary tale, where, you know, Dr. Dahl was really literally assaulted by Health Canada with a SWAT team for carrying folic acid and vitamin B6. And it was just utterly insane. And his entire family and business was assaulted. And he survived it and has continued, you know, in this battle towards healing, you know, recently. And, you know, I started with diabetes, which I've had for a while now. And, you know, I started having problems with my memory, and gave me a product called Neurotransmitter Support. And within 5 days, you know, it just had an immense impact. Almost every product I take, I'm taking stuff now for my heart, has helped me, and it's helping me continuously. Unfortunately, all the alternative stuff, the regular allopathic stuff, seems to just put me down right into this dark tunnel. I don't heal. But this approach is a healing approach. It can help a lot of people. I wanted to do this show in order to get the information out there, because there's people out there that are suffering. The solution is out there. There is a solution, but really knowledge is the issue. Getting the information out there, you know. So if people are listening and they have various kinds of illness, just know that there is healing, but you have to get very active about it and track it down, and, you know, and you can heal. Otherwise, I think we're just kind of like on a downhill slide, like Dr. Dahl was talking about earlier on, you know, towards this really a nightmare of, and the nightmare, you know, the more nightmarish it becomes for the patient, the richer they get.
Right.
You know, there's no money in healing. There's only money in disease. And that's the problem. You know, there was an ancient Chinese emperor, I can't remember how many years ago, thousands of years ago. I think he was a fellow that brought Tai Chi into China. He passed a law that all the doctors in China had to be paid a few pennies as long as the patient was healthy. And then when you lost your health, you stopped paying. And the doctor had to treat you, thereby taking the profit motive out of it. And that's our problem. Our problem is pharmacology and medicine is what, the second or third largest industry on the planet, and there's so much money being generated for very, very few people at the expense and the suffering of just, you know, masses of people. And we need a philosophic shift. We really do. We need to look at it in a totally different way. And unifying the knowledge, bringing it all together so that there is genuine healing. Otherwise, the alternative is like I say, is just a downhill slide into disease. Hopefully, Dr. Dahl and others like Dr. Dahl will, in a sense, join together and bring healing to the nation. I like Dr. Dahl's motto, you know, healing the nation one person at a time. And it's got to be very, very individual.
I never hesitate to talk about dreams, Eldon, because I was diagnosed with lung cancer in 1974 as a result of a dream. And so I always talk with people about dreams, and I think that it's one of the very good non-invasive diagnostic techniques that people learn how to deal with their dreams. The other thing that I brought up at a conference in California, and I thought that people might react to it, but they reacted very favorably, and that was that I talked about my angels, because I believe that we all have angels, and that the angels are there to help us, and that if we call on them and give them permission every day, and I even told the audience a little affirmation that I use every day, giving my angels permission. And they clapped when I finished talking about the angels. So, you know, I think people are getting more and more used to hearing some of these alternative ways of looking at health and dealing with your own health. Because so much of it is up to ourselves. It's not up to the doctor. It's up to ourselves to keep ourselves healthy. So I never hesitate. If I feel it, I say it, just like you felt that you needed to tell Nick what you had dreamed and went ahead, and that was the best thing you could have done. So can you then tell us a little bit about the science behind the things that you did with Nick?
Well, sure. Yeah. Going along the same line of thought thinking is I do believe that we are triune beings. We are body, soul, and spirit. Once a person can understand that really all healing and all disease begins in as a thought process, is that we believe that we're going to be, if you sit in front of a doctor, a medical doctor, and he says, you have cancer, and you believe it, the cancer cells will start growing.
Right, right.
If you believe, no, they're not, you have now just turned that pattern off, and you can make a difference in your life. We have no idea the power of the mind. We have not even come close to tapping into who we are as a people, from our spiritual side, from our because we have our body, our physical, and our character is our soul. So we have to deal with things on a holistic level. In this regard, and we have to deal with health and dealing with the body in the science of it holistically. And so when it comes to really, like I don't see patients on a daily basis. I'm into research and development and have been now for 30 years. This marks our 30th year. And what with Nick, it was different. I just felt that I have to go back. This is something I have to do. And so I went back to my books and systematically got a hold of what he was, his condition, and got all his papers, and then went back to the origin. Where did this start from? You know, where did this disease process start? And then to use products that were specific for that region, and not to give, like the neurotransmitter support is for the brain. But before you can treat the brain, you got to get rid of the plaque off the arteries and the inorganic calcium that's attaching itself to the brain. But that, again, is attached to diabetes. So this is the pack again, the wolf pack. See, that all the diseases are working together in conjunction. And then we say, oh, you got Alzheimer's. Well, yeah, but you had all these diseases before that. So it's all one big disease pack. What I did with Nick is we started to treat first the liver, to cleanse the liver, because the liver, if it's toxic, then we have to clean that out. And we have a product called SAMe, which is a liquid we have, the only liquid version in the world. And it's so amazing, SAMe, for cleaning and cleansing the liver. Actually, they use it if there's a liver transplant to be done. What they do is they will put the patient on SAMe until they can find a donor, because it preserves the liver well enough that the patient can actually survive waiting for a liver. And so it can actually help for cirrhosis of liver, fatty livers. And also because it's a methyl donor, it helps with the mind. So that was the first product I had him on, then to balance the sugar levels, and then to treat the brain with USP pharmaceutical grade material. And I really have to emphasize this, because you can't go to the dollar store and buy a vitamin and say it's going to work. And this is where we have the issues, why quality is a big issue with the New York Attorney General and all these reports, and you have all this negative press against supplements, and they put them all in the same category. And that's wrong. There are some products, and I'd say a good percentage of the products in health stores that I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. Right. Because it's if you look at the three forms of that, you have USP pharmaceutical grade, which is the gold stamp of approval for quality in the world. 97% and higher is the rating. And that is for usually for pharmaceutical drugs, they have to take that approach. Natural medicine, no. Then you have the food grade. This is what we actually put into the food that we eat, and they fortify the food with this. That's food grade, and that's not as pure, but more additives now. And then you have the feed grade. Now, feed grade is what we give to animals and livestock, and probably 60 to 70% of the supplements in health stores today are sourced from feed grade raw material. And so what we are doing is, because we've shifted our focus, even in natural medicine, we've shifted it to be price point on the shelf. How competitive can I put a product on the market and be able to sell it and call it a vitamin? And this has become tragic. Before China entered the marketplace, probably going back about 17, 18 years ago, we didn't have that issue. Genetically modified foods, that was unheard of. You didn't have genetically modified food when I started out. Right. What was genetically modified? It wasn't around. We didn't have issues with sourcing from China. China was, we never trusted them, and we never bought from them. That was it. Mm-hmm. When it opened up, that all changed. And so they started to produce products at a cheaper rate. Like I'll use amino acids. If you take an amino acid, it used to be produced by fermentation. So you would take it and it would ferment, like you make beer or you make miso or yogurt, and you allow it to proliferate with enzymes. This gives you the activity for cellular delivery. And that was normal. That's how our body works. What China came up with is an chemical extraction method. Now that uses harsh chemicals to break down the amino acids into their single components. And what you do is you have up to 3 to 5 enzymes. The starting position is either human sewage, duck feathers, horse hair, or human hair. This is what they use, and it's you can Google it and you can see it. It's the truth. So this is where they have the starting position, and they use chemicals. And then at the end, you have a fermented version, and you have a chemical extraction version of the same product called L-arginine for the heart. And so you look at them both. They're both white powders. They both have a piece of paper, certificate of analysis, saying that they are what they are. But one is enzymatically active, so it's absorbed, what you call free form, into the cellular level. And one has to first be taken into the body and converted and then taken into the cells.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't realize that, so they'll buy on price point. And they'll say, oh, gee, this is one. And I don't believe that there's, other than us, there's not many that I know of that actually use pharmaceutical grade, because you pay up to 700% more for your raw materials.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is true medicine. This is how the healing can happen. This is how Nick can get the healing on using products like these. When they do mm-hmm. clinical studies, double-blind clinical studies, they don't say, well, gee, how cheap of a material can we use to do our clinical study that's going to cost us $500,000? We're going to say, well, we'll buy $5 material from China, or are we going to buy USP pharmaceutical-grade material for maybe $100 or $200 a kilo? What would they? Of course, they're going to buy the best of the best, because they don't want to jeopardize their findings. So when they do a study like that, and they release it and say, oh, arginine does this, and everybody says, oh, gee, I can buy the cheapest arginine because it's going to do that. No, 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 no. It's it's a big deception. And this is where we have none of the FDA has not addressed it. Health Canada has not addressed it. There is no standard for natural supplements. And this is the biggest problem. It's window dressing, even
right.
with licensing like we have in Canada. We are licensed
right.
here,
right.
but it's window dressing.
We're getting close to the end, and I wanted to hear about your formulation to treat cancer that you have had licensed. Can you tell us about this?
Well, it's a formulation that I used to use with my patients with breast and colon cancer. And I used to see such astounding results with certain trace minerals,
mm-hmm.
the active form of broccoli. And so
mm-hmm.
we had the broccogens, we had the dandelion, and in its purest form. This is the key,
mm-hmm.
the purest form. It took me about 13 years to put this formula together. And the real beauty of it is I put it together and I submitted it to Health Canada. And they licensed the product as an immunity product. And I just about did the jig, and today's St. Patrick's Day, I just about did the, I went almost through the roof when I seen that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't call it a cancer remedy because
right.
that's reserved for mm-hmm. those that are, you know. And so what we've done is we have the formulation, we know it's going to reduce cancer to a tremendous degree, if not eradicate it from the body, and it's a combination of about 12 different ingredients.
Is it primarily vegetables?
Oh, no. It's amino acid.
Oh,
it's got herbal. It's it's Ayurvedic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a combination of a lot of
mm-hmm.
Different healing modalities, and it works by not compounding any one area of the body. So it works by, you can have something, and then it's going to release it from one area, then it's going to compound another area, like the pancreas or the liver.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
this one, it works with all the delivery mechanisms in place, so it can get delivered to the cellular level, release the toxins as the cancer is being evaded. It comes there, it surrounds the cancer cells, and it starts to break it down, and it starts to eliminate it from the body, so it's not stagnating. And the only way to really do this is to get funding, federal funding or some funding.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the billions and billions of dollars that are being donated and given, and yet hardly a cent is given to natural medicine of professional quality. And that's a crying
mm-hmm.
shame. And I think the public needs to realize that there is, that they should give 50-50. That gives
mm-hmm.
it. Give it. Let's give it to the two groups and see who comes up with a cure for cancer.
Mm-hmm. We're at about the end of our hour, so do you each want to take a minute or so and talk about products or services or, you know, any parting words or anything you want to say?
Well, I mean, personally, I want to say, as a patient, that I'm very, grateful mm-hmm. to Dr. Dahl and to Life Choice. It really is saving my life, and it's mm-hmm. giving me a life. And without it, I'd be dead. But it isn't just that, but it's also the quality of life. And I'm just hoping, like I say, that this information will get out there and that people will awaken and be helped, because mm-hmm. the healing is out there. So I'm grateful, basically.
Thank you.
And we'll continue in this path towards healing.
And Dr. Dahl?
Well, I believe that there's enough human suffering today. We've come to the end of the rope as a society. We've seen what we've been using over the last several decades is not working. Disease is proliferating at an alarming rate, and it's going to double by the year 2030. You're going to have these diseases at a rate that 1 in 2 will have autism being born, cancer will be on the uprise, diabetes and Alzheimer's will cripple the medical system. We know that's coming. We know that, and the World Health Organizations know that. There is a cure. There is a treatment. But you just need to switch the light to another direction, and that's a natural, holistic treatment. We offer on our website at lifechoice.net is a lot of information, a lot of videos. Nick did a video on how the neurotransmitter support has helped him with his recollection and with his memory, and it's been mm-hmm. It's absolutely changed so many people. It's because it really, really works, and it's backed by clinical studies. And I just believe that it's time to make a change. It's not going to be made by the government. It's not going to be made by the FDA, Health Canada. It's going to be made by the individual. They're going to mm-hmm. say, enough is enough. I'm going to give this my attention. I'm going to look at this, not alternative. This is the real medicine. Plant-based medicine is the real medicine. And I'm going to look at that, and I'm going to look at it from a quality aspect. I'm going to take quality. I'm going to read my labels, because really, if it doesn't say it's fermented, if it doesn't say it's non-genetically modified, if it doesn't say that on the label, then it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So don't waste your money and have just expensive urine.
Right, right. Thank you very much.
I thank you for the opportunity to help educate your listeners. It's such an important thing that you're doing. I congratulate you, and for you to live 43 years as a cancer survivor is an amazing feat, and it's a testimony to show that natural medicine really works
right.
and that the drug approach
right.
does not.
Well, thank you for everything, and let us move forward towards the light and towards healing.
Great. Good.
Thanks a lot.
Good. Right.
Thank
yeah.
you.
I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show, and I hope some of the information will be useful to you. I invite you to my websites, holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all shows for the past 7 years under the blog. You will also find much of the research on natural ways to deal with cancer and other health conditions, and can sign up for my free monthly newsletter. On my website, beatlungcancer.net, you will find many of the 135 interviews from radio and television over the past 2 years about my book on treating lung cancer naturally and holistically, when I was diagnosed 41 years ago next month and given 6 months to live by traditional medicine, who offered chemo and surgery. This book was published in November 2012 and was a bestseller on Amazon. You will find endorsements of the book, a place to buy the book, and an earlier one from 2007 titled Healthy Holistic Aging, A Blueprint for Success. On my third website, you will find information on the Carl O'Helvey Holistic Cancer Foundation, begun last year and currently in the phase of completing the website. This site is at www.holisticcancerfoundation.com. Information on how the foundation differs from others, board members, research on holistic natural ways to deal with cancer, including mental and spiritual interventions, interviews with cancer physicians and survivors, and more. If you would like to donate to the work I am supporting, there is a tab to donate, and I can offer you a tax exemption receipt if living in the United States. I also invite you to join me on Facebook at my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Carl Helvey, on my Holistic Health Show page at www.facebook.com/pages/Holistic Health Show, and the Carl O'Helvey Holistic Cancer Foundation page at www.facebook.com/beatlungcancernaturalalternative. On LinkedIn, I invite you to join me under my name, Dr. Carl O'Helvey. On Twitter, I invite you to join me at www.twitter.com/HolistHealthShow, HolistHealthShow. I wish you a great week, and I look forward to having you here in 2 weeks. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host.